Busy, busy weekend in Arizona politics. If you missed it, starting with Governor Ducey releasing his final budget proposal on Friday, a $14.2 billion bill. The KTAR's Luke Forstner says includes
$100 million of federal funding would go towards the AZ Back on Track summer camp to help students catch up after pandemic learning loss. And to address healthcare needs, funding was proposed for an accelerated nursing program in partnership with Creighton University. The border was also a topic, with $50 million that would go towards the Border Security Fund. Finally, a state income tax credit targeting low-income households would also be funded. The governor estimates the state will have $2 billion in the bank at the beginning of the fiscal year on July 1st.
The governor's proposal also makes the first of three deposits toward a $1 billion water infrastructure fund. Now, Democrats, of course, critical of the budget, saying his water and drought mitigation plan doesn't do enough, adding he should focus on addressing the pandemic instead of adding to the rainy day fund. They also credit the Biden administration for the planned summer camp program to address the learning loss, since it's funded by federal dollars, although the governor designates where that money goes. And speaking of federal dollars, we also learned Governor Ducey tapped $95 million from the American Rescue Act to boost pay for state troopers, prison guards, and workers at the Departments of Child Safety, Economic Security, Juvenile Corrections, as well as Transportation and Health Services. State troopers and corrections officers got a 20% raise. Everyone else got 10%. President Biden is, we also saw that he's threatening to recoup COVID-19 relief funds sent to Arizona over state provisions that it says discourage families and school districts from following federal guidance recommending face coverings in schools, including the $7,000 Ducey sent out last week that parents can tap into for private school tuition or other education costs if their child's public school requires masks. Other big news over the weekend in Arizona, State Treasurer Kimberly Yee announced she is pulling out of the Republican race for governor, and she launched a reelection campaign for a second term as state treasurer. Yee touted Arizona's assets growing to over $26 billion, an increase of nearly 70% and up $11 billion in 3 years. And well, finally, former President Donald Trump held a rally in Florence over the weekend, where, of course, he took aim at the current administration.
There are four times more COVID cases. Remember, I'm going to get rid of COVID. I'm going to get rid of COVID. Four times more cases than ever before. Today, the hospital set a record, brand new record.
Trump also went after Biden's border policies, economic record in terms of inflation and supply chain issues, as well as his record overseas. Trump, as expected, because he's been doing it, touted Kerry Lake for governor. And I think I saw a picture of Attorney General Mark Brnovich, also running for the U.S. Senate against Mark Kelly, tweeting out a picture of he and Trump. So apparently they're on good or at least better terms again following all the drama over the election audit. So a lot going on. You can read more about all those stories extensively at KTAR.com.